Paul wrote in Hebrews 10:25, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day, the return of the Lord, approaching. A friend told me he heard the results of a survey among Christians in America who faithfully attended church until mid-March 2020. The survey reveals 32% of those believers are not attending church and do not watch their services online. They're totally unplugged. Many are making the responsible decision because of pre-existing physical conditions not to attend. I've talked with all ages who say, I'll never attend a church again because I may listen or watch online at my convenience. I've been monitoring the scheduling of the upcoming college football season. One particular conference canceled their season. One quarterback from that conference has the governor of his state attempting to override the conference decisions so that his team may play. Other college teams will play a conference schedule. One team announced this week their stadium will host 20 to 25% of capacity for home games. What will be interesting is who will get the tickets to those games. Will it be the student or the $250,000 per year donor to the athletic department? Some sports enthusiasts are grieving over the possibility of their favorite team missing the 2020 season. I'm praying for a vaccine to be developed to kill this virus. Many families have suffered the loss of loved ones to death. This is a worldwide tragedy. When COVID is in our rearview mirror, I'm watching closely to see how Americans react. Which will fill up first, our stadiums and sporting arenas or our churches? Not one person has said to me, I will not attend a sporting event ever again after COVID is gone. We will have a faith check. Is this nation one nation under God or one nation under sports?